This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I am Reema Tendulkar. Yesterday, the Nifty saw its worst session in close to about 9 months, declining 300 points. In fact, at opening, the Nifty had made a record high of 21,593. And finally, it ended down at 21,150. That's a sharp, sharp fall that we've seen from the top of the trading session. 1.5% gone on the Nifty and the Sensex. The fall in the mid-cap index was even more brutal. The mid-cap index selling off 1,500 points at close, 3.3% gone on that. Despite the fall that we've seen month to date, the Nifty and the Sensex is still up 5%, while the mid-cap index is up 2.6%. When the Indian markets declined in trade yesterday, the global markets were upbeat. Europe was still up close to about 0.25% on the key indices. But you know what happened on Wall Street? Is Wall Street had this sudden unexplainable fall too. The Dow was down 1.3%, the S&P 500 selling off close to about 1.5% itself. The Nasdaq was under pressure. It appears to be routine profit booking because the rally was relentless, the rally was one way, it was a record-breaking rally. So it just got a bit excessive, according to a lot of market experts. And that perhaps explained the sudden fall. Volumes also tend to dry up in the last 2 weeks of December, and that could exaggerate the move on the way down. Despite the fall that we saw on Wall Street, 1.5% gone in Wednesday's trade, the US markets are still up 15% from October lows. In terms of flows, the DII's net bought 4,754 crore in cash, FIs net sold 1,332 crore in the cash market. Remember, both the FI and the DII figures were impacted by the five block deals, which are worth nearly 9,140 crore rupees. What do you watch today? Nifty weekly expiry, that's one Q. Two, Cochin Shipyard, they won an order from the Ministry of Defence worth 488 crore. Moscow Docks has a 1,600 crore order also from the Defence Ministry. Z Entertainment, they've received a communication from Sony to extend negotiation period for good faith discussions for the merger. Remember, the stock was down 12% in the last three trading sessions due to this uncertainty. Maybe there is a bit of an interim relief till clarity emerges. As CNBC TV 18 pointed out, Embassy REIT, the block deal yesterday, Blackstone indeed has sold 23.5% stake in Nippon AMC. Again, it's IndusInd Bank, which is the seller. In Astral, it's the promoters who have sold their stake in the company. These were some of the block deals which took place yesterday. And as we had pointed out, the sellers have now been confirmed. So it's going to be an interesting session, right? Are we going to see an extension of the fall? Because even after the correction yesterday, it's still been, a 5% gain for the Nifty in this month itself. So will we see some more profit booking, or do you think some semblance of stability buying emerges at the lower levels? So this one's going to be a very, very crucial trading session. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Keep it with CNBC TV 18. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.